What's hot? Okay, let us know what's hot. What's not? Emma McKeon's been hot. Ariane Titmus hot. Winning in the pool gold medals, Australia.
That's hot. How many has she won? Is she the single most? It's over 12.
14.
Gold. 14.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's hot.
That's hot. Yeah, yep. Give that tick. Big tick.
Yep. Stuart Ayres, not. Not hot. Beer tax, 4% increase. Not hot. Any other suggestions, gentlemen?
I've got one. I sort of talked about it last week watching the show. Our mate, Brendan Cow on the 12.
Hot.
So hot right now.
Yeah.
Hansel levels.
Hansel.
He's doing he's doing some great acting in this role. And and the show is amazing.
Yeah.
Australian drama is back.
Yep.
If it wasn't already.
Neighbours. Neighbours finale got, what was it, watched by 2.5 million. It was something ridiculous for the finale. Had Guy Pearce there. That was hot.
Oh,
did
yeah.
you watch that?
That was hot.
You Guy Pearce
yeah,
fans.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, pretty good. Pretty,
okay, let me ask you
fan.
This, and I'm happy to extend this out to the listeners.
You're so hot right now, Hustle.
Yeah. What's the show that, if you think, like, just immediately comes to mind as a kid? What's the show as
home
a young...
Home and Away.
Is that what you would get into?
Yeah, Home and Away. Yeah.
Home and Away.
Yeah, Neighbours and Home and Away. Back in the day when you only had four TV channels,
yeah,
it wasn't really much. The Simpsons at 6.
Yeah.
And then you'd go into Neighbours and Home.
Isn't the world different where you would, I don't know if you went through this, Givo, you're a bit younger, but we would know the TV guide back to front.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
It was a big, you'd just know 6:30, this would be on.
Especially SBS after 9:30 when your parents had gone to bed,
oh,
you'd come
Wednesday
out.
Nights.
Yeah,
Spectre yeah. X style.
And you'd have you'd get the occasional bit of nudity on as a 16-year-old, 15-year-old male, and you'd be on the SBS just keeping it down and hoping to see a bit of.
Comedy Channel was good for that as well. If you go like Friday, Saturday nights at about 11 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Yeah.
They had a few shows, but it was weird. It was like,
well, see, Comedy Channel, you're still talking about Foxtel. See, that wasn't in. We used to have
really?
To hold the antenna
okay,
up and get the antenna out and hold it in different angles to try and get
the
reception off the thingo.
But back to Gibbo, I think it was a Canadian show, Naked News, that was big back on the early days of Foxtel.
That.
There was Naked Wild on as well, and Ron Jeremy, some of Ron Jeremy's exploits, his early days.
Is it right?
And like, you know, I had a real freestyle childhood. I was able to, you know, sort of chuck on the TV
you
most
tell,
times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're able just to watch. You know, I'm watching footy up and all hours. Oh, the rugby union. I love South African rugby union. That's why I'm up at 3 a.m. I'm just watching repeats of Naked Wild on.
Yeah. So what's the show though?
Yeah.
See, Full Front. Was it Full Frontal?
Full Frontal was
fast
called Fast Forward.
Fast Forward. Is it the same show?
Same show, but rebranded and still just genius.
Yeah.
Eric Banner.
Yeah.
How good was he?
Yeah.
He's
in the
did
castle.
The Ray Martin.
Oh, and he used to do the Poiter.
He did Poiter.
The guy, the guy that fixed up the cars and the mechanic.
And that's what I think of.
Yeah.
Con the Fruiter and all those sort of
frontal.
Guys.
Yeah. I loved Australia's Funniest Home Videos on Tuesday nights.
That was good.
It was. I just loved watching kids
people
and grandparents
their...
getting wailed on. Like, you know, like just falling over or falling into a pool. And you had, I think it was John Blackman who did the voiceovers.
Oh, yes.
Like, that was just
gold. That
was
a good show too. You'd play,
hey, it's Sunday.
Yeah, you'd play footy or cricket, whatever the case may be. You'd come home, you're a bit tired, and about 6 o'clock, that was good viewing, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's comfort, you know, like it now as well, and living with Lexi, we watch, so now it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire,
because
that's our comfort going to, and then it'd be MasterChef, like you just, this routine that you want to have that you go home to, which, you know, I used to watch movies on Foxtel because they had all the channels, but we just stripped it back, and now we're just having the best times. Cup of tea, 7:30 into MasterChef. Then a packet of peanut M&M's, and then into bed. Yeah.
You know, another one's come to mind. Yeah. What was the murder show? Like the Australian,
like crime one that they used to do the.
Are you talking Unsolved Mysteries?
No,
that could be it. Is that
Unsolved,
it?
Unsolved. Yeah, it had that.
Was
American.
Moss? Oh, the extraordinary. Oh, what was there? There were so many.
There's some great shows.
there's a few coming in.
Oh, there's a stack coming through.
Inspector Gadget. SBS put soccer before
this one.
G'day, lads. When I was a youngster, the Goodies. Yeah, the Goodies ruled. They were pretty good too. Yeah. Country Practice, E Street were there.
Yeah.
That's coming through from 665. Simpsons at 6. Rex Hunt 6:30. Home and Away 7. Punch On with the Siblings at 7:30. South Park at 8:30.
Yeah.
Mile High Uncut at 10:30. It says Mitch from Robertson. Gee, Steve Visard show was a cracker, says Brendan.
Yeah.
Gee, there were some good memories, isn't there, back in the days. What was the murder show? It might have been Unsolved Mysteries, was it?
Well, Unsolved Mysteries was good because it was that was a bit of, you know, theatre and been scared before.
Yeah, that might have been it.
He left the train station at 8:35. If you've seen him, call Crime Stoppers.
I think that might be it.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. This is going to be a real blast from the past. And to think that we're 22 years into it, beyond 2000.
What was that?
Beyond 2000.
Was it Sunday Arvos with Amanda Keller?
Amanda Keller. Yeah.
No, it was like inventions and what we would see.
Ah, yeah, of course. You know,
into the 21st century.
Beyond 2000. Yeah. We are so beyond it now.
That was a show, wasn't it? And they'd come out with like a CD player and you'd go, this is going to revolutionise. We're going to revolutionise music. Now it's on a CD and you're going to whack it in here and you can carry it in a Discman.
Exactly.
Hoverboard, yeah.
Oh, so good. Inspector Gadget, yeah, that was one of the great ones too. Kingswood Country, that would not survive. That got cancelled, didn't it?
That would be cancelled.
Yeah.
There was a lot of innuendo. Oh,
yeah, so good.
What was the flying doctor? Was there a flying doctor? What was that?
The Flying Doctors.
Great memories.
Actually, why am I getting so excited over TV shows?
Nostalgia. G'day, boys. Listening on the app from a little town called Adelong in New South Wales at the foot of the Snowy Mountains. There's also a horse, trained by Brad Widdop called Adelong as well. Love your work, boys. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Throw your names on it so we can give you a shout out as well. 1300 01 1170 is the way to do that. 4 days weather forecast. When the temperature hits you, just get a Fujitsu. It's Australia's favourite air. As I mentioned, Roosters take on the Broncos, so that's going to happen tonight. 7:50, the Sydney Cricket Ground. Rain expected, 17 degrees. Rain expected.
Yeah, the rains are coming, Marge.
Yeah, it had that little,
musty, heavy, muggy feel that there was
eerie.
There was water in the air.
Yeah, precipitation.
Knowing that it's going to be wet out there, boys, do you like the Broncos or the Roosters?
Who's a better wet
ball? Who's a wet weather team?
Roosters were shocking last week when it got a bit greasy. And that was out of Brookvale, which can get a bit dewy out there. Yeah. They were useless.
Don't know, to be honest. I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Don't really know. It's a big advantage being at the SCG. However, Broncos did win the last time they were there. The Storm take on the Titans. That's 6 p.m. Amy Park. Light rain there also. Clear tomorrow night for the Seagulls take on the Eels. Rabbitohs and the Warriors cloudy. Showers expected in the nation's capital. Sharks taking on the Dragons, clear, nice, 13 degrees. Bulldogs taking on the Cowboys, sunny 22 there in Bundaberg. Fantastic to have a beautiful day there for this big clash. And the West Tigers taking on the Knights, and that'll be sunny 16, but it'll be very overcast for the losing team, particularly if it's the Newcastle Knights. There's your four-day weather forecast. When the temperature hits you, just get a Fujitsu. It's Australia's favourite air. Gee, there's some text messages coming through here. Stop. How can we read them?
Blue Heelers. Remember Blue Heelers?
Oh,
ding,
yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, Jeff.
Ding, 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 ding. Australia's Most Wanted was the one you're thinking
Australia's
of.
Australia's Most Wanted.
Roger Clemson.
Yeah. That's what it was. That was actually it. Yeah. You mentioned the Australia's Funny Same Videos, and we have shared this on the show before. Stevie Hart. You know Stevie Hart, crime reporter.
Yeah.
Who's gone to 7, I think, hasn't he, up in Brisbane?
7 Brisbane,
He was at Channel 10, gone to 7 in Brisbane. If you look up the greatest, funniest home videos of all time, he wins the prize. His daughter, I think she's playing AC/DC or heavy metal, and he's trying to play Jingle Bells or something, and she's, no, AC/DC. His daughter is the one who wins it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you'd have to send the VHS in, wouldn't it? It wasn't as simple. So you'd have to post.
That'd be a big job, wouldn't it?
Well, you'd have to actually be able to afford a video camera firstly. So they're very affluent. And then they'd get the families in on the last night and they'd rank the last 5 videos and he won it.
Yeah.
And didn't you have to send in an envelope in the envelope so you can get your tape back?
Oh.
How ridiculous.
What about this, right? What about if you got a call?
That's the old mail room, isn't it?
What about if you got a call from mum or dad and it'd be on the landline, right? It'd be on the landline. And if you missed it, bad luck. There's no message bank back in those days. But so they'd ring again and you'd answer it. Yeah, can you please tape this for me, right? So then you had the anxiety go up because there was no new tapes. No, there was no new tapes. So you had to go and choose which one's getting resold.
Yeah, wedding. Yeah. Wedding video.
You go, and then be, you didn't tape over that, did you?
Yeah, it happened to me. I had Dumb and Dumber. It was like my go-to.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber. And we went down to Brookie on a Friday night. My mates came back after the game. Oh, we put it in. And Melrose Place was on. Mum had taped. You know what? Melrose Place, not a bad show. Yeah. Funny Billy. Amanda. Yeah. Remember Amanda? Yeah. Heather Locklear. Yeah.
But the person who taped over your tape.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have updated the label, right? Mm. So you go to go and watch your movie, you put it in. Oh, someone's taped over the money. Anyway, there you go. 1300, plenty of text messages. Great
beyond
memories.
Beyond 2000.
Beyond 2000. Jeff from Nullanulla, I reckon Monkey Magic, that came to my mind as well. Police Rescue was a cracker. Henderson Kids, Jeremy's getting involved. He's got a Murder, She Wrote, Inspector Gadget, Metal, Mickey, X-Files, The Bill, Petticoat, the Bill. Junction, Home and the Away. It goes on and on. It's PI double fiving down apparently out near the Blue Mountains. So thank you for that update as well.